It's a challenging time for the commercial real estate industry as more vacant storefronts appear around Australia's major cities. Analysts say vacancy rates are now at 40% as tenants and landlords struggle with the changing markets. So why aren't these brand new inner city commercial properties selling? Jessica Rendell reports.
Councils across Australia are encouraging mixed-use developments which see retail businesses on the ground floor of residential buildings in hopes of creating more convenient lifestyles. It's a good idea in theory, but as more of these new residential properties fill up, their storefronts remain unleased. Upstairs, apartment buildings are full of life, a contrast to the quiet, empty storefronts that sit below. Many factors contribute to the lack of interest in these properties, including price, location, and oversupply. Jordan Gentile is a sales and leasing consultant from real estate agency Chase Commercial. He says it's a challenging time for the market and many landlords are taking an incentives-based approach to attracting tenants.
It's really just about being honest and truthful and presenting my clients and landowners with the facts about, you know, where tenancy value from a rental point of view. A lot of landlords in the marketplace are heavily incentivizing these tenants to be in their buildings.
Even with the incentives, landlords are struggling to fill vacancies, and Mr. Gentile believes it could be an issue of oversupply.
The overall reason why we're just experiencing a challenging retail market is just because just oversupply. There's just oversupply at the moment and the demand just isn't meeting those expectations.
He says price points also play a large role. Many landlords are seeking high amounts of rent to cover the large investments they made when developing the property. Unfortunately, oversupply has brought down the value of these retail lots, but owners struggle to adjust their prices accordingly.
Transactions will always be constant in the marketplace. It's just that price point which landlords just have to sort of realise and work within the marketplace. What I'm finding is that because there's an oversupply of retail property in the marketplace, that's unfortunately pushing prices down.
The rise of online shopping also affects commercial real estate. Mr. Gentile says Uber Eats is one of the tech companies that could potentially be harming the industry.
What I find is that both with online shopping and Uber Eats, it eliminates the opportunity for the tenant to leverage their upselling. For example, if you're out with a group of friends out at dinner, you might have two or three wines instead of one. However, if you're ordering food via Uber Eats, you only select, you know, two to three items.
Alexander Steffen is the director of Steffen Town Planning and says he's noticed business owners are hesitant to make the first move when it comes to mixed-use buildings.
When Coorparoo Square first went up, I went and checked it out immediately, of course, and, you know, it was quite quiet. It was, all the shops were empty and people weren't really going there. And then over time, now it's, you know, a huge place that everyone goes to. So I think these mixed-use developments, as much as, you know, sometimes people aren't necessarily ready for it, once you have four or five developments that all have some commercial uses on the ground floor, then you'll really start to have a variety of different retail.
Mr. Steffen says the issue isn't caused by government planning, but rather is a matter of timing.
It's just timing. I mean, nothing moves fast in the planning world or in the commercial or development world. It's, you know, really about making it happen, and the planning scheme is written in a way that promotes these kinds of uses. So, you know, councils don't just make up planning schemes. There's a reason why they make those uses, and some are not going as well as others at the moment. I'm sure give it a couple of years and it'll be a different story.
Although planning takes time to implement, Mr. Steffen believes it's beneficial as it relieves pressure on transport.
It is a good planning outcome, it happening that way, you know, trying to keep higher density residential and commercial closer, trying to have less reliance on public transport and things like that, which is the objective of those mixed-use developments too.
Felicity Niverson is the owner of a home decor boutique and operates an online store as well. Many of her customers live in rural and regional Australia, making online shopping their only option when it comes to purchasing goods. She can see why retailers are hesitant to make the first move into mixed-use developments, as empty stores can deter customers.
You know, having vacant shop because the rent is too high and it has no atmosphere.
Miss Niverson says a thoroughfare brings in the majority of her customers, and the lack of passers-by in new mixed-use developments could be the reason behind businesses' slow start.
you know, having vacant shop because the rent is too high and it has no atmosphere.
Many factors are contributing to the rise of commercial vacancies, while landlords wait for tenants brave enough to make the first move into an empty complex. It's an inevitable investment loss, but due to oversupply, a lot of businesses won't be moving until landlords are willing to negotiate on rent.
And that story was by Jessica Rendell.